Our story begins at the office of Dr. Theodore Bice, where Mac is having a session with his psychiatrist.
We're making a lot of progress here, Mac. Tell me about this little girl you envision when you flash back to the day of the subway bombing.
Her face was burning.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Her face. You actually saw the flames engulf this little girl.
Yeah. Yes. She grabbed my hand.
She took your hand, wanting you to help her escape from the train.
Yes.
And then something happened and she was injured.
Flames came down from the ceiling. The flames came down on her face.
Mac, you saw this little girl burning. Was she still holding your hand?
Yes. Help us!
So this ties in with what you were calling out when your brother woke you up the other day. You were calling out for help for this little girl.
Yes.
But she didn't get any help, did she, Mac?
No. She died. She burned.
At Murphy's Law, Charlie is having dinner with Gretchen.
Okay, Charlie, tell me what that was all about.
What, you mean Captain Styles' business? Come on, I don't know what that woman is rambling about.
Yeah, but what was she talking about, breaking up your secretary and her boyfriend?
Who knows? Who cares? That woman isn't all there, if you ask me.
Now, that's not just something someone would say, Charlie. If you won't tell me what she was talking about, then I'll go ask her myself. Is that what you want?
No, Gretchen. Just stay away from her, would you? She's no good, you know that.
Unfortunately, I have no choice but to see her if I ever want to visit my niece.
Why are you stressing about this? You know what? Just take her to court. She can't keep you away from seeing your niece. She can't keep that little girl away from her family forever, right?
I just don't want to do the wrong thing for Denise.
I know. You never would. Let's order. Waiter?
Not so fast, Charlie. You haven't answered my question. Was Serena talking about Hannah? And if she was, what would she know about it?
Okay, fine. If you really want to know, Serena is after Hannah's boyfriend.
What?
Yep. Dirk filled me in, not knowing that the Todd Serena's been after happened to be my secretary's fiancé.
And just what does all this have to do with you, may I ask?
Well, you see, I ran into Serena at Dean's, and she tried to convince me to help her break Todd and Hannah up. I just told her to get lost.
Funny, because Serena kind of implied it was your idea, or you at least had some part in it.
She's full of it. She's just looking for trouble. Look, to hell with her, pretty lady. Let's just order our meal, okay?
At her apartment, Alexandra is sitting at her computer when Adriana walks up.
Still online?
Yes.
Alex, I know this is shocking, but I think I agree with Andrew on this one. You know, sometimes it's best to leave the past in the past.
Adriana, how can you say that after you found out you had a daughter by looking into your past?
But our circumstances were not the same. I blocked my memories out, and I just got them back. You remember everything very clearly. Whether Marshall Wells is here in New York or not really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things.
Look, I know I've been a little obsessed about this the past few days, but can you really blame me? I find out that Eric is in New York and is now a successful lawyer with a family and going by the name Marshall. How am I supposed to not care about that or wonder how it all happened?
Look, I'm not saying you shouldn't be curious, Alex. But when you told me the story about Eric and giving up your child for adoption, it broke my heart. I don't ever want you to give this man another chance to hurt you.
Believe me, Adriana. Eric or Marshall, or whoever the hell he is, Wells, will never hurt me again. Once I satisfy my curiosity about him, I'm going to pretend he never even existed.
At Ellie and Hannah's apartment, Trey has just opened the door to find Rex, who has arrived for an unexpected visit.
Yes? May I help you?
I'm looking for my sister. Who are you?
Oh, you must be Rex. I'm Trey, Ellie's husband.
Husband? My mother called and told me Ellie was home, and I need to see her right away, but she didn't tell me why.
Ellie and I were just married. Your sister's quite a girl.
My mother must be loving that. But Trey, I didn't even realize Ellie was dating anyone.
Well, we haven't known each other that long. We just met and fell madly in love.
How quickly did all this happen anyway?
I remember Ellie telling me you were a reporter. I can see you have an inquisitive streak.
Would you mind if I came in and talked to my sister? I've been worried sick about her the past few days.
You know, Ellie's pretty wiped. She just fell asleep in the bedroom. I don't really think it would be a good idea to wake her up right now. I'm sure you understand.
Well, I guess so.
Great. So it was nice meeting you and all, and let's get together real soon.
Okay.
Take care, bye.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.